So, the Kikseti honor the frog as their crest, right? Do you think that respect translates to the actual animals on the ground? When you see a frog and outside, do you feel a connection with that animal?
Yes, very much so. They have many stories about you. If you treat a frog good, like, for instance, one of the stories that were always told us, you don't ever hurt a frog, or bad luck will come to you, and if you treat them good, and then you will have good fortune, or you always respected them. My father was fishing way out, and he's a gill netter, so he's fishing way out, away from land, and he found a little frog hanging onto his cork line. And they didn't have outboard motors in those days, but he took that little frog and he rowed to shore and put it on shore. He caught very many fish.
Wow.
And then the other story they used to tell us when we were kids, because, you know, kids tend to, if they find toads or something, they want to catch them and put them in something and keep them. Our parents always told us, you don't mistreat frogs. He said there's a story about these little boys, and they came across some frogs, and they had a can with a lid, and they put it in there, put more than one in there, and then they threw it in the water. The boy that was catching the frogs, putting them in there, he got sick, and he started having fits, and he started, you know, getting worse, and they didn't know what to do with him, and they were asking the other boys, well, what happened? Where'd you go? What happened? Did you do something? Then finally one of the boys said he put frogs in a can and threw it. So the couple of the older men went out in a boat and they found the can, and then they let him go, and then he was okay. So that's how they taught us at a young age that you don't hurt animals. And
that includes bringing them into captivity? Mm-hmm. Leave them where they are?
They're in their environment. Mm-hmm. But we were taught things like that so that we respect what we see. Mm-hmm.